Getting the most out of your corn silage. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with DeKalb. Proper pest management and fertility play a big role in crop performance. In this Managing for Profit, DeKalb technical agronomist Jason Fettig, based in Michigan, shares some management practices for producing high-quality silage. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A history of success means proven performance, but let's call performance what it is. Profitability. And boosting yours, no matter what the season brings, is the goal of DeKalb brand corn. Backed by exclusive genetics, whole farm solutions, and unmatched dealer support, let nothing shake your perseverance. Ask your dealer how DeKalb brand corn can help you realize a future of performance. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
When pushing yields, it pays to be flexible. That's why farmers pursuing profitability count on Asgrow brand soybeans and XtendFlex technology. And with the largest number of XtendFlex products for 2021, you can count on Asgrow to keep you out in front all season long. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow label directions. Products featuring dicamba may not be approved in all states. Contact your state pesticide regulatory agency regarding the approval status of this offering in your state.
There are several important management practices during the growing season involved in growing high-energy corn silage. Jason Fettig is a DeKalb technical agronomist.
Number one would be, and it is getting a little bit late for weed control, but there is still time with some of the herbicides out there to make sure that we've got good clean fields and then we've got good weed control. And then I think one of the biggest things that we can still do yet is disease control and using fungicides right now. And obviously we have Dallaro Complete. I'm using fungicide in the corn. We can control some of these diseases out there of the leaves and stalks that are going to affect, number one, stay green, obviously yields. And then also some of these ear toxins or ear molds that can produce toxins that can give us mycotoxins in the feed and decrease digestibility.
And he says farmers who raise corn for silage also need to think about added fertility.
We have to be really careful putting on nitrogen late, but there's still folks that have the ability to fertigate some nitrogen or go in with drops and apply nitrogen. Obviously, it's pretty well known that corn grown for silage requires a little bit more nitrogen than what grain does.
Michigan farmer Ryan Brink says despite a shortage of rainfall early on in the growing season, their DeKalb silage is off to a good start. He tells Brownfield producing high-quality silage starts in the fall with hybrid selection.
And it continues with balanced fertility, planning through the winter months, and then building a plan for pushing crop nutrition through the year, and gives us the opportunity to push yields where we can. We're pulling tissue samples every week once the crop is up, monitoring our nutritional levels, making sure there's no deficiencies, and if there are, gives us a chance to make foliar applications and adjust for crop needs. The more we have these high-performing hybrids and treat them like a specialty crop, the higher the yields have been, the higher the quality.
Brink says his DeKalb silage provides a high-quality feed for his dairy farmer customer.
The consistency and performance of our product really gives the animals a better chance to be comfortable and perform at its best.
DeKalb offered 35 corn silage products this year, and that number will expand to 44 for the upcoming growing season. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with DeKalb.